kids like we do all our normal awards on the last day of school. But this award, we want the parents to be able to hear that and be part of that. So with that being said, this student this year, again, we had a long list that it's not her. I'm just letting you know. It's not her. We had a long list that we, any one of the names on that list, I would have been, yes, that's a great choice. So we had to really look at some specific things, and this person just in every category was what we were looking for. What was I looking for? Our staff doesn't even know who this is yet because it was still so up in the air. So that being said, Character Achievement Award on June 9th, 2019, this award is presented to Miss Leah Buck for outstanding exemplary behavior, academic attitude, Loba Lion Award. That was not easy, but that was easy. You know what I mean? Like, I felt good about so many students. And we have a bunch of upcoming classmen that could maybe get it in the years to come. And we look forward to looking at that. Thought about giving multiple. Anyways, praise the Lord. What a blessing our school is to be able to have such exemplary characters in multiple areas. So just what a blessing. Let's all stand. Get your hymnals back out. Ours with the students, so we get to know them quite well, get to know their hearts. We I've had a lot of just one-on-one discussions with Wesley, and I like this part of the ceremony in that you get to hear a little bit of their heart. And so we don't have a graduating class of 250. We have two students that we're very proud of. You understand when I use the word proud. I'm very pleased with. Certainly looking forward to what the Lord has for these two. But again, we get a chance to spend a lot of time with them. So we get to hear what they think about things. Now it's your opportunity to hear maybe a little bit of their heart. So Wesley, why don't you come and share a few words.
First off, I want to say thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. And second off, I want to say thank you to God, because without him, I wouldn't be here. Thank you to God for 17 years alive, for every day. And that's a big reason why I'm here, the biggest reason why I'm here is because of God. And I just want to say thank you to a couple people. Thank you to my mom and my dad for always supporting me, always making the decisions that they thought was best for me, always looking out for my best interests, and teaching me so many things along the way. I want to say thank you to my sister for always being there for me, always trying to point me in the right direction, and always telling me when I'm out of line. I want to say thank you to Linda Camardo. I love you, Linda, and you've been there for me my whole life, and I definitely wouldn't be here, wouldn't be able to achieve anything without you. If there's one thing that Loba gave to me that I'll never be able to repay them for, and something I never would have got anywhere else, and that's my friends. Noah and Jordan, I love you guys from the bottom of my heart, and I wouldn't have been able to been your friend if it wasn't for this school and for this church. And I want to say thank you to my church family. Everyone here has been so nice to me, been so loving, so caring. They've always supported me. They've always offered to help me along the way. Everywhere you look, there's someone in this church that is always trying to help you, and they're always just nice and always looking out for you. Thank you to my classmates this year for just making it as fun of a year as it could have been. And I just thank you guys all for coming, and I just pray that ask that you pray for me, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
This year, the valedictorian, graduating first in her class, you know, that it's kind of fun, you know, one out of two or, the, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, Wesley graduated second in his class, you know, I mean, but, yes, but, Miss Janae, she finished very well. She won a couple of our, course achievement awards, and, meaning she scored the highest average this year in the, in which one was it? Which two? Do you remember? English and, it wasn't social studies, math. English and math. In all of high school, she had the highest averages this year in English and math. And so it wasn't just like, okay, by default. No, she did well. So the valedictorian of the 2019 class, would you please come and give your speech?
Hello, everyone. Wow, there are a lot of you. I have been going to Lobo for about 3 years now, and when I was homeschooled and before I started coming, I did not want to come. I couldn't tell you how much I didn't want to come. I didn't want to wear the uniform. I didn't want to do the face work. I didn't want to do that type of stuff. And Mom was like, well, you're going to try it for a year, and if you can't do it for a year, then you won't have to go back. And I'm telling you, after I went the first year, my entire life changed. I made friends that I will never, never, ever forget, never lose. And it was just such a great experience. I have made so many memories with all my friends. Crazy, crazy, dumb memories that I'm just going to remember forever. And, like, there were a couple times that it was pretty crazy, and I was just like, why am I here? You know, we broke down in the Petco parking lot in Greece, our bus, on an E-level trip. And it was freezing. And we were wondering, are we going to get home? And it was, like, 11:30 in class. You know, school ended at 12. And we were just like, well, okay, we'll just hang out here. And that was probably one of my most memorable things. And Miss McDowell was just like, it's gonna be fine. And I was just like, yeah, it's gonna be fine, it's gonna be all right. And it was just so many fun things, the different activities that we were able to do and the different opportunities that I had that I never would have been able to experience if I hadn't gone to LOBA. And I'm just so thankful that my parents pushed me to do it. And that's just a prime example of your parents knowing better than you, as much as I hate to admit it sometimes. they knew that I needed to go and that I needed to experience it, and once I did, I was really, really grateful. And if I could just give one piece of advice to people who are up and graduating, I would just say, set a goal and work towards it. Over the years, I had a lot of different paces. There were a lot of different things that I had to do, and I was very concerned about making sure that I got them done, but it was really good to know that I had so much support, and everyone would tell me, like, you're going to be fine. You're going to be able to do this. And I would be like, no, I can't. And they would be like, yeah, you're going to do it. And I'm just so happy. There's no way I could have done it without all of their support. Midnight talks with my mom, and I'm just like, I'm just going to work at the gas station. And and she's like, no, you're not. You're going to finish, and you're going to graduate. And I'm just like, no, I'm not. And she's like, yes, you are. And I'm like, okay. And so it's so great to have such a support group. And I would just say, try to surround yourself with people that are going to encourage you to do right and that you can do it, because you can, and nothing is impossible when God's on your side. And just pray, because he's going to help you out. And if it's not his will for it to happen, it won't happen. But if he wants you to do it, then you will. And so I just want to give thanks to my teacher, Mr. McDowell, who helped me through geometry and algebra and physics and lots of stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. And I want to say thank you to Mrs. Huber, who helped me through my first year. That was rough, and she was just so understanding and so kind. And I just want to say thank you to Pastor Russo for starting the school, and just the amazing opportunity it is, and just never close it. And so that's all I have for you.
Certainly a great sacrifice by parents to make today happen, and to which I also publicly acknowledge and thank. This morning we heard from our elementary school choir, so tonight we get to hear from our high school school choir. So with that, Loba Choir, come on up. Mr. Williams, there you are. That's our prayer for our students, that they would desire to be used by God, no matter where that is. At this time, I'd like to recognize our staff. So teaching kindergarten, Mrs. Buck, can you stand? All right. Just stay standing until we get them all. All right? Good? All right. So, Mrs. Buck, how long have you been teaching kindergarten? 7 years. Very good. And we really appreciate... Oh, okay. Very good. And just checking with the staff, or the other staff, understaff. Miss Colopy. Where's Miss Colopy? All right. Miss Colopy. Miss Colopy runs our first, second, and third level learning center. And Miss Colopy is a great blessing and encouragement to our school. We are thankful for her. Mrs. Williams, where's Mrs. Williams? Oh, Mrs. Williams, fourth and fifth level students. And again, thankful for that classroom. Mrs. Hodges, sixth and seventh. Interesting age, sixth and seventh level. And so you pray for Mrs. Hodges, figuring their finger in themselves out in that age. Appreciate Mrs. Hodges. Mrs. Huber, junior high school, eighth and ninth level students, and she helps get the students really ready for our high school, which is Mr. McDowell. Mr. McDowell has been with our high school now how many years?
4 years.
4 years, all right. And we are thankful for Mr. McDowell. He puts a lot of effort each and every day into our high school staff, and he helps them get to here. And thankful for that. Thankful for their time. Round of applause for our staff. Okay. All right. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. At this time, I invite Mr. McDowell to give a few words about our graduates. So, Mr. McDowell, will you please come?
Well, for the last, 2 years for Janae and, 4 years with Wesley, just about, I've gotten to spend just about 6 days a week with these guys. I get the privilege of not only being their high school teacher, but also their youth pastor. And it's always amazing to me how people change for the better. As they grow, they mature, I can remember some exciting times. Wesley and Noah and Jordan sitting in the back of my van coming back from camp, doing whatever, who knows back there, just making ruckus. Being on the football field with them, being on the soccer field. Wesley loves to play soccer. I remember here at school walking into the cafeteria, and Janae and Claire are playing Candyland or Chutes and Ladders or something. And every day they're just messing around and having fun. I was going to say that it's interesting how they mature, but I don't know if Candyland or Chutes and Ladders is maturing. Maybe that's a bad example. Just to see these young people grow, it's been... we've had some good times, and we've had some rough times. And I praise the Lord to see where they are today and where they are now, and what the future has for each one of them. The future is bright. I know I'm supposed to give whatever, but I'm going to give you guys a charge as well. If there's one thing that you can take, how close are you to the Lord is solely dependent on you. The Bible tells us, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Where you're going to be in 5, 10 years, it's totally up to you. You're about to face the real world now, right? You're about to go off to college. You're about to go away from the influence of friends and family and church and parents. Where you're going to be in 5 years is going to depend on you. Stay close to the Lord. Draw nigh to him. The Bible makes a promise. He promises to draw nigh to you. Remember that wherever you go, and we wish you the best, and we're praying for you. Love you guys.
Get your Bibles out tonight if you have them. I know this is graduation ceremony, but it's good to have the Seatmans with us tonight. Praise the Lord. Traveled all the way up from Mexico. Relocation. And thankfully, they don't have to change their names for that relocation process. And Matthew chapter 5 tonight. Matthew chapter 5. certainly do love these students here. I don't think that'll ever change. I don't think even no matter what they do, I think I will always love them. We might not always see eye to eye on things, and I understand that. But I certainly do love them, and I hope they know that, and I hope they know that I've, in any dealings with them, I've tried to consider what is right, not what they want. And sometimes those things don't always cross. And Matthew chapter 5, we'll read a few verses here. Matthew 5:13 says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and to give it light unto all that are in the house." And then it says this, "Let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You know, really, I'm talking to the graduates tonight, and I'm glad you get to hear this conversation, kind of. But it is pointed towards them. Come on in, Stephen. You graduate, right? In a few weeks. All right. There's a thought that you need what the world has to offer. After reading this passage of Scripture, I want you to understand this. The world needs you. See, the world sits in ignorance and wickedness. And it needs doctrine and the grace of Christ brought by you. So as we read Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13, and it says, "Ye are the salt of the earth." That's identifying you. When we think about salt, what does it do? Well, it's a preserving agent. It's great for flavoring. And the Bible says, "Ye are the salt of the earth." Hey, what are you supposed to do? You're here to help preserve the things that are true. But if the Christian loses his savor, the Bible says it's good for nothing. Cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Hey, you have a responsibility. You're not just a student. You're not just a graduate of Lake Ontario Baptist Academy. You're not just a representative of your family or your church. You represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter where you go, no matter what you get involved in next, whether it's going to college or getting a job or a little bit of both or something totally different than that, no matter where you're at, the Bible says that you are the salt of the earth. And your responsibility is to carry the doctrines of Christ to an ignorant and wicked world. The world needs you. You don't need it. Remember when you walk into that classroom? Remember when you walk into that job that you're there representing Christ, and they need you there to not just be a warm body, but to be a Christian. When you walk into that workplace and you're surrounded by those that don't know the Lord, yes, you'll fulfill a job and you'll earn a paycheck, but you're there to shine, as we look next, the light of Christ. It says in verse 14, "Ye are the light of the world." So that means without you, this world is in darkness. Light of the world. It tells us this, don't let your light be hid. Don't be ashamed of your faith. Stand up for it. It tells us in verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." Yes, they need the savor of the salt. They need the godly words, the godly counsel. But they also need your actions to match it. They need to be able to see the good works. And then what happens? God is glorified in that. We have to remember that the point of our life is to glorify God. Let your light so shine before men, no matter where you go. Whether you go to Brockport or PCC or somewhere in between. Or maybe even somewhere further. You're to be salt and light. That your actions would glorify God. Remember, this is who you are. You'll be observed. You'll be listened to. Please don't go in arrogantly, but please remember that the world needs what you have. It needs it. It needs you to take a strong stand for Christ. See, that's pressure. That's too much pressure. Hey, that's real.
Yes, sir.
So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our aim ought to be to glorify and please God. It's going to be easy to get off track. It's going to be easy to get focused on yourself and, hey, what do I need and what do I want? But I need you to come back to this passage regularly and saying, is my actions, are my words, are the things that I'm doing glorifying God? Am I being salt and light where I'm at? No matter where it is. Even at a Christian college. At a secular college. The world needs you. You don't need it. Try and separate yourself from it. Keep its philosophies, keep its ways, keep its keep its cares away from you. It'll lie to you and try and deceive you. Please understand, you do not need what it has. It needs what you've got. And that's what we're sending out. Salt and light. Salt and light. Mark it off in your Bible. Underline it. And when you're doubting and wondering, where am I going, what am I doing, revert back to this. May it be an encouragement to you. Now we get the fun part. Need my schedule. Make sure I don't miss nothing. In terms of graduate, yeah, presentation of graduates. That's where we're next. That's why we're here. In a few minutes, we'll have we got a bunch of cakes out there. We're gonna have juice and all that kind of stuff, and we're gonna fellowship and we're gonna be an encouragement to them. There's a spot out there to maybe if you brought a card or something, you could put it at their boards. You gotta look at some of the pictures of when they were kids. So cute. I don't know what happened, but so cute. And we joke and we tease, but man, these two really mean quite a bit to us. And we are thankful for them and thankful that they have chosen to... You know, there's some things can't lose. I have it on file. You'll forever be a representative of Lake Ontario Baptist Academy. Here we go. I'll read each of them to you. Lake Ontario Baptist Academy certifies that Wesley Tabone has completed the necessary requirements for graduation from this high school and is therefore awarded this general degree, given on the 9th day of June in the year 2019. Congratulations, Wesley. You can stand right there. That's why I want to take a picture. Have a seat. Lake Ontario Baptist Academy certifies that Janae Rice has completed the necessary requirements for graduation from this high school and is therefore rewarded this honors degree given on the 9th day of June in the year 2019. And I signed it. Congratulations. At this time I'd like the graduates to stand. Come stand right up here. It's a big deal right now. Look at that. Picture opportunity. I'll try and get out of the way. How's it? Oh, man. And someone remind me. Okay, here we go. Go get that gem. Miss Janae. Again, a lot has been invested in these two. Hours of study on their part, on our part. Overtime sacrifice to put them through school. Countless hours of prayer on their part, on our part. And we are thankful. Graduating class of 2019, you can move your tassels from your right side to the left. And you are graduates. Thank you so much for coming tonight, and we have a bunch of snacks. Please, no snacks in this room. We don't want any icing, punch, nothing in there. Have a great night. God bless you. Have a good night.